So, Jim McGuinness, it's been a long time. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Oisin. Good to be here.
Yeah, listen, we're in the Rosapenna Hotel. It's an event that's got a room full of Donegal people, and they're here to remember Father Brian, and they're also here to support the hospice and obviously Donegal GAA as well. But there's a great atmosphere in there.
Brilliant altogether. Slightly emotional for some of us because obviously Father Brian was a big part of our journey in 1992 in particular, and for many other years as well. But for myself personally, you know, coming into a county squad and going into one that actually ended up in an All-Ireland final in the first year, and just being a teenager at the time, there were huge days. There were really, really big days. And one of the things that alleviated the pressure was the mass that we always had in the morning of the games, just the squad, and Father Brian would have delivered mass on those days. So he was very, very close to the action, and very close with the players, and a great, I suppose, source of comfort to a lot of the players as well. If there was any issues that were going on in the squad or anybody needed to talk to anybody, he was always there. So it's lovely to be here, lovely to remember him today, and lovely as well to have the charity partner in the hospice as well, which obviously an organisation that do amazing work for the people of Donegal.
Yeah. And there's an excitement again about Donegal GAA. You can feel it in the room in there. It's been like that for the last couple of months since your appointment. Is Jim McGuinness just as excited about it as what the rest of us are?
Well, do you know what, Roisin? It's a funny one because it is the time where you do become sort of very excited because there's a lot of apprehension as well because you don't really know what you have until you start working with the players. Yeah. And you can see from the outside, and suppose you know a lot of the players and you see how they play, and in your own mind you're trying to join the dots in terms of how the team would look and play and players in different positions and everything. So that part of it's brilliant, and trying to piece that together is brilliant, but at the same time there's always this element as well that things can fall apart very quickly because it's uncharted territory, if you like. So, yeah, all of those emotions are very close to the surface at this particular time. Yeah.
So what's been happening over the last couple of weeks? Obviously, there's a lot of hard work going on by you and your management team.
Listen, getting the management team together, I suppose, was the most difficult part. And the backroom team, and backroom teams now at county level are very extensive, and filling those spots are very important, and getting good people as well. It's not about filling spots, it's about getting good people, professional people that can do a really good job and support the players, and that's what we want to do. We want to have a model where everything we do is geared around supporting the players. And then I suppose a lot of commentary and debate around the club championship this year and the number of games and all that type of rhetoric, if you like. But for us, it was a great opportunity to see players because there was a lot of games, and a lot of games staggered. And, you know, we managed to identify a lot of players, and a lot of players came on the radar as well that wouldn't have initially been on the radar through the club championship. Because it wasn't just the senior championship that we were looking at players, looking for players. So that was really good. And the trial process now will begin in terms of having them players in, and we'll obviously have to find a way to make the numbers we've identified a squad. And for me, an important part of that as well is younger players, you know, making sure that there's a number of younger players in there as well, you know, that that can sort of put their best foot forward. I always feel that the best minor or the best number of minors, 19-year-olds, you know, are very important pieces of the jigsaw. I mean, Patrick has proved that for us in the past. Marty O'Reilly, Ryan McHugh, they all were picked as the best minor, and they came through to have great careers. And I suppose when you're weighing that up, a lot can happen between minor and under 20 as well. Mm-hmm. You know, under 18 and under 21 previously. It's that sort of time where a lot's happening in their lives, and they're maybe going away in college and on all those things. So yeah, I think just grabbing them and understanding them and getting a feel for them as early as possible is very important as well. Yeah. With the younger ones.
Yeah. Listen, you set the bar high with Donegal when you were there in your first term, culminated in All-Ireland success. So there's an expectation now with the Donegal supporters of where we're going to go in the next year. How do you manage that expectation, Jim?
Well, listen, for me, there's probably two sides to that coin, because there'll be a lot of people saying that it's going to be a very tough number of years, and there'll be a lot of people very excited, and the expectation would be high. Really, neither makes a difference in reality. For us, it's just going to be very important now that we get our heads down. We start working, it's kind of back to ground zero in many respects. We're in a situation probably where we don't want to be in as a county, and in Division 2, and a very, very difficult season last year for everybody. And so, yeah, we have to find a way now to rise from that and move forward from that. And as I said earlier, Oisin, building them blocks as well, putting the pieces together and trying to work out who can do a really good job for us and where they can do that job.
Yeah. Have you found any difference in your role now in your opening weeks of taking over your second term to like what it was back in 2010 when you took on the role?
I don't think so. You know, I think it's a very similar sort of a pattern. I suppose experience does help you. I do remember my first year in 2011 with the senior team. It was chaotic. You know, you're really chasing your tail all the time and trying to get a handle on things and like putting a backroom team together. How do you do that? Where are the people? Who can we get? You know, how will they fit in with the culture? How will the players fit in? You know, all of that type of stuff. Travel, logistics, you know, squads, hotels, just everything's new. And so, you know, you do sort of have those moments where you're overwhelmed at times, whereas it's been a wee bit, every bit as manic probably in some respects, but a wee bit more steadier in my own head.
You have always said that Donegal had good footballers, and you were very vocal about that the last time that you took the job. Do you still see that quality of footballer here in the county, Jim?
Well, I don't think that'll ever change. Yeah. I don't think it'll ever change. I think just the size of the county and you know, the number of clubs that we have here will always produce players. The question is now, can we produce players really that sort of can compete at that elite level? That's going to be the challenge. And to be honest, Oisin, like, nobody knows the answer to that. Like, we didn't know the answer to that the last time either. Last time around either. You just don't know until you start working and you start moving forward and you start putting things together. So you have to then sort of find a way through that. And for me, the most important thing in regards to that is creating an honesty around the camp, you know, that, you know, if we do end up in second place at some stage over the course of the season or at the end of the championship, for whatever reasons, we know that we've given it everything and we know that we've put our heart and our souls into it and that they've worked incredibly hard, and as a coaching team, that we couldn't have done any more in the preparation. I think that's the only way for me now at this stage of my life, in a way, that I can find solace in defeat, is knowing that we couldn't have got any more out of the lads and we couldn't have done any more ourselves to make sure that we were trying to get over the line. So that's what's ahead of us. And again, suppose back to the start of the conversation, that's what makes it exciting as well.
Okay. Yeah, just one more final question. We have to get back into the room. Derry, the championship opener. You couldn't really ask for a tougher side of the Ulster Championship, Jim, for later in the term.
No, I was in Dublin a couple of weeks ago there for a similar event to this, and I was joking that we were going to get Derry in the first round and probably Tyrone in the semi-final if we did get through. Not saying that they're going to be in the semi-final because they have a tough enough route themselves there. But it's absolutely the hardest draw you could have got. That's just the reality, you know. You have teams there that are going for three in a row. You have teams that have won All-Irelands in the last couple of years. You know, Monaghan were in the semi-final last year, you know, and pushed Dublin to the pin of their collar. Armagh will be favourites, I suppose, on the other side of the draw. So we'll see how that goes. So they're all huge, potentially huge games. But listen, the bottom line is you can only play one of them at a time. And we have to, I suppose, now go on a journey, find as many players as we can, road test as much as we can over the course of the next weeks and months in the National League, and then try and be ready for April.
Okay, well, listen, Jim, thanks for talking to us, taking time out to talk to us, and we wish you and the management team and the players the every success and all the best in the future.
Thanks, Oisin.